Does your heart skip a beat at the thought of getting to spend time in the woods or perhaps on the water? Why not join us for the next 30 minutes as together we'll discover how both professional and amateur outdoorsmen share their times on the trail to adventure with others. You'll become equipped to use your outdoor times to help others to come to know their Creator God. Here now is the host of God's Great Outdoors, Jerry Calouette.
Well, all right, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and we're here in Michigan, near Muskegon, an opportunity as I was running through the state doing some interviews to come in and visit with Tracy Breen. Tracy, in the past, was our Internet Outdoor magazine editor. Is also a freelance writer and growing family. We're here a day on their farm, chance to talk to Tracy about some of the things that are going on in his life, but at the same time for him to be able to share how Jesus Christ has brought him to a point where he realized that he needed to receive him as Savior, and his wife Angie, and they're just moving in that direction with their two sons. And Tracy, I appreciate your relationship with God's Great Outdoors, Cindy and I, and also just appreciate the fact that you're willing to break away from your time of writing and sharing with all the listeners again here on God's Great Outdoors.
Thanks for having me, and welcome to the farm.
Folks, if you're hearing roosters in the background or dogs barking, or they do have, like, I think 40 head of camel. They haven't gotten that extreme, but there are certainly some animals here, a beautiful garden, and they're trying to do what they can to grow as much of the food that they are taking in. Tracy, the fact that you are writing for a living, that just didn't happen because you happened to have somebody call you and ask you if you'd like to do that. You've put a lot of hard work into that. The situation is that not very many people who put in their mind, hey, I'd like to be an outdoor writer, even make it. So let's talk about how God has blessed you in that direction.
Well, you know, I feel pretty blessed. From the time I was a young kid, I always had a dream of being an outdoor writer, and very few people chase a dream and realize it. So I feel blessed that God has opened that door for me. And that is basically what has happened. God has opened the door. Yes, I've worked hard, but God early on in my career provided me with many relationships within the industry. I chased after those and had a dream of making a living as a writer and started writing for publications little by little, and pretty soon I was writing for dozens of publications, and then before long I was working with many manufacturers in the outdoor industry, many of them sponsoring your show. So it's been a wonderful life. Many people think being an outdoor writer just involves, you know, sitting at the computer occasionally and spending most of your time hunting. But I would have to say it's probably reverse. It's 90% sitting in front of the computer and 10% hunting.
Well, there's also a difference in your life. Folks might want to understand that a large percentage, I've heard some statistics pointing towards 80% of those that pursue an outdoor writing career or outdoor media wind up having divorce in their life, some of them multiple divorces. You, on the other hand, are actually Mr. Mom when it comes to raising the kids, and you've got two boys that are constantly bugging you for, let's play ball, Dad, or I need something to eat. Why don't we talk about the whole idea that you are carrying on two jobs, maybe wearing two hats, if you will, as you're writing?
It's definitely a challenge. Luckily, my wife, her boss, is very understanding of my career and how much I travel and the fact that I'm home with the kids. So Angie also has a really flexible schedule at her doctor's office, so she's off a lot. But basically, several days a week, I'm in charge of the kids as well as writing. And it's a wonderful job, but it can be mentally straining taking care of kids and writing. So a lot of my writing actually takes place from 7 to midnight, and I line up interviews with people in the industry. There's not a lot of downtime. That's very a true statement. There's just not a lot of downtime in our lives. We're going 100 miles an hour most of the time. So it's definitely a challenge, but one we're up to basically because we really don't want our kids to be in daycare.
Well, just praise the Lord for that. And those are certainly things that are, let's say, your schedule changes from day to day. The fact that you're juggling with two individuals versus just one. I know you said you'd probably pull your hair out if you had one more child and had to deal with that. But you do, from time to time, in your hunting, your fishing, besides the farm, wind up bringing some of the meat home. And whether it's you cooking it on the grill or Angie doing something there in the house, the aroma smells so good, reminds us that Cindy is standing by to share today's recipe. And folks, you can send in your recipes and how you're preparing the wild fish, game, or plants that you might be harvesting, let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with, and we'll get you a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights, autographed for that recipe. Hey, we'll be right back after Cindy shares this.
Well, welcome to my kitchen. Today, I'm going to be preparing some venison steaks, and I'm going to prepare the venison steaks the way our friend Melanie Meeks prepares them. Paul Meeks, Melanie's husband, who's the president of API Outdoors, and their son, Eiler Paul, love to chase after the white-tailed deer around their Louisiana home. And when God so graciously gives a beautiful buck or well-fed doe to them, they take great care of the meat it provides. Melanie told me that the butchering job is done by a little old meat shop way out in the country. The owner cuts the meat special, butchering for tenderizing. Melanie likes to fix the fried venison steaks because they're so easy. Here's what she does. She simply takes the tenderized steaks and sprinkles with Tony Chaucher's Creole Cajun seasoning. Melanie says that you can use this seasoning to doctor up everything. Most likely you can't find it where you all live, but if you can, you've got to try it. First thing she does is spray Pam in a frying pan and lay the steaks in. Now you can brown them in the frying pan and finish by broiling, baking, or just leaving the skillet till done. Melanie says that you can eat the meat plain with a meal, served with a side dish, or slap the finished steak between two slices of bread and make a sandwich. Sounds delicious to me. Remember, God's Word says in Genesis 9:3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We are back, Jerry Calluet, God's Great Outdoors, again near Muskegon, Michigan, with Tracy Breen, a freelance writer writing outdoor stuff. Now, you do a little bit of other things. I mean, I know that you've done some stories on, let's say, the wolf issues that are going on as they're coming back in the lower 48, or log cabins. So you've branched out a little bit. Plus, you do some photography.
Yeah, most of my living is made in traditional hunting publications like Bowhunter Magazine or Outdoor Life, those kind of publications. But I definitely do a lot of writing now for websites online. I'm doing writing for manufacturers such as Matthews Archery and others, provide monthly content for their websites. And then because I'm farming now, I write for some farming magazines, speak all over the country. And any person who's a full-time writer, most of those people also dabble in a whole bunch of other things to make it all work. Now, it's kind of all related and intertwined together, but there are a lot of irons in the fire, so to speak.
Well, certainly you are busy now. We were talking about the Merriam turkey, the fact that you have one on the wall, and the reality that you're going to be out hunting Merriam in Nebraska. And it's something that you're doing with the folks from Nightingale Game Calls. It deals with the fact that Nebraska is one of two states that allow you to use dogs when you're hunting for turkey. Why don't we talk a little bit about how that works?
Well, there's many states that allow you to use turkey dogs in the fall, but Nebraska is one of the few states that allow you to use turkey dogs in the spring. And basically what a turkey dog is, it's not a hot dog you put on your grill, for those of you wondering if that's the case. What a turkey dog is, the old-fashioned turkey hunters would take a dog trained to bust up a flock, and you basically bring the dog in the woods like you would a coon dog, and they run out 300 to 500, 600 yards in front of you, and they're constantly searching for a flock. And when they get the scent of a flock, when they find the track, they follow to the flock, and they run into the flock going as fast as they can, separating those birds from one another and barking at the top of their lungs. And then you go to that point where those birds are all busted up from one another, and you sit down and actually call them back in. Because when a flock gets separated from one another, usually within an hour or two, they start returning to the place where they got busted and call each other back in. And the cool thing is the dog is actually trained to climb inside a duffel bag and sleep while you're doing the calling. And when the gun goes off, they get the reward.
Now, that call that we're talking about that the turkeys do is something called, I believe, an assembly call. It's just like, hey, I'm over here. Where are you? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. The hen will do what would be called an assembly yelp. But also what you're doing, probably more than any other call, is a kiki run. And the kiki run is the call of a fall poult when they're not completely grown up yet. And you will do that to make that hen think, hey, one of her lost are over here, and she comes over there. And in the fall of the year, you can shoot hens and gobblers. So you can shoot either or, as well as young of the year.
Well, you know, Tracy, if I'm not mistaken, in the spring of the year in South Dakota, at least in some areas, Dr. Tom Rako was telling me that it's still any turkey in the spring. Oh, right. So you can actually shoot the hens there as well. So it's real important for you to check your regulations. I know that when I did the special youth challenge hunt in Northwest Iowa with that ministry, they bring in kids that are disabled and do the hunt with them in the spring. They had one bearded hen come in, and they called me and they wondered if they could shoot a bearded hen, or they called back to where we were located at, and they had to do a little searching to figure that out. Those are the kind of things when it comes to the law that you probably should know in advance and not make a decision in the field right there where you're at. Because I know in the state of Ohio, you can shoot the bearded hens, but you better know what you're doing. So certainly you want to know the regulations wherever it is you're hunting. It's amazing there are people in their own states don't know what they're allowed to do.
You know, traveling around and hunting in as many states as I do every year, knowing the regulations is very important because every state is different. And believe it or not, the guy behind the counter at Walmart selling you a tag probably doesn't know himself. And the sad truth of it is regulations are becoming so complicated, game wardens don't even know them all. So you really need to read the regulations of the state you're hunting in and understand them before you head to the woods. That's one of my biggest fears as an outdoor rider, is that I'll make a mistake when hunting just simply because I interpreted a law wrong and you know, end up getting a fine or something that could hurt my career. And many riders fear the same thing because regulations are so complicated now all throughout the United States.
Amen. And they change every year, so you better look and see if there's anything new for the year that you're doing the hunting. We're going to take one more break, and we'll be back after this.
Since July 6, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help, we are truly blessed. Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and the new V3 compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider.
What if there was a recreational ministry that targeted all students, regardless of age or physical ability? Well, there is. Center Shot Ministries is an archery program that shares the love of Christ while teaching the fundamentals of target archery. This is a proven and successful archery instruction that can even be done inside your church. Center Shot engages the students for Christ and develops their skills in archery. Check out their website at centershotministries.org or call 920-634-5978.
Christian Bowhunters of America, exalting Jesus Christ as Creator, Lord, and Savior, locally, nationally, and internationally. For membership information and to see how you can get involved, go to their website at christianbowhunters.org or call toll-free at 877-912-5724. That's 877-912-5724.
We're back, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, again in Muskegon, Michigan, talking to Tracy Breen, a freelance outdoor writer. And Tracy, the fact that turkey hunting, we can look back to issues of making mistakes when it comes to regulations. Sometimes we can make mistakes in the field that cost us in a physical way. I'm sitting across from you and looking at the scar that you've got where you almost took your kneecap off. And the fact of the matter is you can share about your cerebral palsy. And I think that was your good leg that you wound up shooting. Why don't you go ahead and tell us how that's a mistake we need to be thinking about. Always safety first, but in the heat of the moment, that isn't always the case.
In the heat of a moment, a lot of people make mistakes, be it with guns or bows or a wide variety of outdoor equipment. A few years ago, I did end up by accident shooting myself in the leg when I was crawling out of the woods turkey hunting. And what I was amazed after that happened was how many people I would talk to, and I would share my story with them, and they would then have a story of how they almost shot themselves, or how their buddy did shoot themselves, or a friend of theirs shot another friend. And I think the longer you're in the woods and the more you handle firearms, instead of becoming more safety conscious, we sometimes can become complacent and think because we've always done it a certain way that nothing's ever going to happen to us. But the bottom line is, in my own situation, I went from a happy day of turkey hunting to wondering if I was going to be alive in 5 minutes in a fraction of a second. And what complicates my story is having cerebral palsy on the right side of my body. So when I was crawling out of the woods after shooting myself, I literally had no choice but to crawl because I couldn't put weight on my right leg. So I had to crawl almost a third of a mile and spent a week in the hospital. The amazing thing about that story is God has used both my cerebral palsy and that hunting accident to share the gospel. And really, as I travel around and do game dinners all over the country, that is what reaches out and grabs men. Yes, they love hearing about the hunting stories and those kind of things, but I can stand up in front of 500 guys and literally watch their attitudes change when I start showing pictures of that accident and making them realize we're not guaranteed a million tomorrows.
Amen. It's appointed unto man to die once, and then the judgment. I think it's Dr. David Jeremiah shares that a man of God and the will of God is immortal till his work on earth is done. You mentioned being blessed. Certainly God blessed you at that time and gave you more years and blessed you also after you started to recover that your wife Angie didn't kill you. In sharing with people as you speak, the fact of the matter that you can maybe allow them to touch the reality of their mortality, and we don't know if we have tomorrows. Certainly something for our listeners to be thinking about right now, depending on where they're at. But if you're an individual that has that relationship with Christ and you know for certain that you die, you'll be with Jesus instantly, are you sharing that good news? And that's what you do when you speak at those game dinners. And I hope you've been able to do that today as you've shared with our listeners. Tracy, appreciate the fact that you broke away from the kids. I see the oldest has got the youngest duct tape in a chair, and you've broken away from the writing that you're willing to share with all the listeners here on God's Great Outdoors. Thanks again so much.
Thanks for having me.
You know, friends, Tracy may have had an accident when he was turkey hunting. But friends, I can promise you that it didn't catch God by surprise, as it states in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And in Ephesians 2:10, we hear, for we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he has prepared for us in advance to do. Now that's the question that I would have for you as you heard how Tracy goes out and shares Jesus Christ. Are you sharing what Jesus has done in your life and what he can do in the lives of those folks who are crossing paths with you? We're all on a trail to adventure, and God is putting people in our path so that we can build relationships with them. 95% of adults that are won to Christ are won through a one-on-one relationship that develops over a period of 2 years or more. So it is that time with those folks that God has placed in our circle of influence, and even those that we meet on that trail to adventure in the things that we like to do, whether it be the fishing, the hunting, outdoor activities and events that we're doing, or even just going to the grocery store or things that we do with our kids at their school. Getting into people's lives and having contact, and that allows us to be able to build those relationships and share Jesus Christ. We've got a lot of tools to help you, a number of tracks that are available on our web store, evangelistic DVDs, books. 52% of people who come to Christ point to printed material as having played a part. So the things that we have to help you reach those people who love spending time in God's creation but don't know the Creator God are there, just so you can be proactive in sharing about the Creator God, Jesus Christ, in the lives of those folks that you are encountering on a day-to-day basis. Why don't you go to the website and check out some of the things we have, and that's at ggoutdoors.org, and then begin to pray what God would have you do to reach those people in your lives who need to know Jesus Christ, the Creator and Savior of the world. All right, now don't go off. We've got more to come.
Here's a one-that-got-away fishing story from God's Great Outdoors. If you're involved in archery and you're not aware of the innovative development in compound bows known as the Solo Cam, well, you must have your head in the sand. This single cam invention has taken the professional archery shooting world by storm, and needless to say, the bow hunting community is also turning over to this uniquely different design as well. Matt McPherson is the president and owner of Matthews Incorporated, and it's his design that has scored so big in the archery world. But this inventor's engineering skills go beyond archery. Matt has developed a very clever sleeping system that replaces the standard sleeping bag. You won't freeze out in this baby, nor overheat, as comfort was in mind at both ends of the thermometer. Additionally, his love for music has led him to manufacture custom-built guitars, and you'll find a number of big-name musicians are picking and a-grinning on the strings of a McPherson. Fishing has also taken a place at Matthews, Inc., as custom-built fly rods are produced at the Wisconsin factory as well. Fishing has been an outdoor activity Matt has been hooked on from his youth. But not all goes well when it comes to his angling adventures. Once, while out with his father-in-law, Matt decided to show off his angling skills to impress his fishing partner. It was back in the year of 1983 on a beautiful, sunny, but very windy day on Mille Lacs Lake in Minnesota. The wind was making the water very rough, which Matt can use as ammunition in his defense, but only slightly. Perhaps he was thrown off balance by the wave action at just the wrong time. We'll let you be the judge. Remember, though, pride cometh before a fall. The pair were fishing with live bait, minnows to be exact, and Matt had just hooked on a fresh fish. Preparing to launch his rig into the deep, he gave it all he was worth, and it was an awesome cast. However, the failure to remove the bait fish's slime from his hands became a critical error, as the rod also rocketed right out of his grasp. It followed the minnow like a lost puppy as both dived below the water's surface. Matt remembers, panic went across my face and my father-in-law looked at me like, "What in the world is the matter with you?" I cried, "Throw out the anchor, throw out the buoy so we can mark the spot to see if we've drifted much." With another fishing rod and a big daredevil spoon tied on, he dragged the bottom for 10 to 15 minutes. Finally hooking on the rod's line, they were able to pull the tackle aboard. Now, Matt McPherson may have let pride get in his way on that fishing trip, but he didn't let pride defeat him when it related to eternal life. You can also find a way around pride and have the peace that passes all understanding. For a free booklet on the subject by Ron Lindner, called The End of the Line, contact us here at God's Great Outdoors by phone, mail, or email.
Did you enjoy that story? Do you know that you can get that story and 63 others in the book Hunting Blunders and the One That Got Away? Something that you can use yourself as a devotional, or you can get copies to give to those that God has placed on your heart that you know need to have a personal relationship with the Creator in the creation they love to enjoy. You can order copies through our web store at ggoutdoors.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-877-TALK-GGO. This book can make a difference in someone's life. Why don't you contact us and get a copy today?
This is Johnny Erickson Tata of JAF Ministries. Let's remember that disabled people can make inroads into the great outdoors too. We want to help open the world of sports and outdoor activities to more disabled people. For a full list of sports associations serving persons with disabilities, just ask for our listing of sports associations. That's JAF, Post Office Box 3333, Agora, California, 91301.
Why don't you prayerfully consider joining us at one of the Fishers of Men retreats in Ontario, Canada. These are an hour drive above International Falls, Minnesota. You park your cars, hop onto float planes, and fly into Rushing Wind Retreat Center. A very comfortable setting, gourmet meals, hot showers, guest speakers, an opportunity for you to get out onto the water, enjoying fishing with friends and relatives who you wind up bringing and need Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. These five-day events with everything included, and this is also the flight in and out, are priced a third of what you normally would pay for these kinds of fishing adventures. Contact Rushing Wind at area code 715-683-2530 and consider who it is that you may wind up bringing, having the time of your life, building memories, and seeing them come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, as you're using God's creation to change lives for eternity.
We'd like to send you a Should Man Hunt, What Does the Bible Say bookmark. To get a free copy,
go to the website to order at ggoutdoors.org.
Thanks to today's guest, we pray that we've helped equip you toward using your time in God's creation to change lives for eternity. Remember, use your recreation in the out of doors to share Jesus with others. I'm John Skillman, reminding you that no matter what you do in the out of doors in the way of activities or interest, there's no better way to benefit from God's great outdoors.